Country Bob FM.
Are you ready to push the envelope again here today on the Bob Almanac?
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it. That kind of sounds like Virtual Neil. Let's do it. And we are doing the giveaway as well. Nick Jr. coming to you live, State Theater, in a couple of weekends today. Oh, we had to do a correction today. You know, Elvis Presley, we had a tidbit in 1957 that Elvis Presley had played his final appearance on Ed Sullivan. I had the number, the source that I had 7. It was his 7th and final appearance, but he only appeared on the show 3 times.
Okay.
We had, was it Les and Anoka? He knows his music history.
Yes.
He's well read. And then you found it as well. And then I realized that my source that said it was his 7th appearance is Canadian. And if you know anything about how the Canadian dollar is compared to the American dollar right now, 7 Canadian appearances for Elvis on the Sullivan show would be the equivalent of 3 in American dollars. Okay. So you can see where it is. It's the exchange rate right now, which isn't very good.
Right.
Or it's the other way around. But anyway,
it's not very good for
so
us,
that's the correction. Only 3 appearances.
Okay.
Tuesday, January 7th. That was an egregious error. We don't usually do and print retractions on the Almanac, but we had to this time because that was just egregious. 3 and 7. It's not even close. Tuesday.
I'm suggesting a two-year
moratorium on Elvis news on the Almanac.
Yes.
Might as well. Tuesday, January 7th, 7th day of the year, 359 left to go. Our good buddy Galileo Galilei, 1610 on this date, sighted the first 4 of Jupiter's moons.
Ooh.
He named them Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. Remember that great John Denver song? Callisto, sing to your spirit.
It was named after that movie? That moon?
That moon. Yeah. Callisto, 79 moons now. They're still discovering them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're 79. Those were the first 4, the biggest and largest, of course, seen by Galileo. 1789, first president election held. It was George Washington winning the electors. John Adams was the runner-up, so he was the vice president. Just think if we did that now.
Yep.
The loser gets to be vice president.
Right.
That'd be interesting.
It would be.
We want to mix it up a little bit, change the format a bit. It is getting a bit stale.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
And controversial, too.
For sure.
The Fanny Farmer Cookbook, published on this date. Is Fanny Farmer your favorite of all the Fannies? Fanny Bryce, Fanny Flagg. Fanny Be Tender With My Love.
Yeah, she's right at the top.
Was there a Fanny that ever played for the Harlem Globetrotters?
No, but guys made shots from sitting on their Fanny.
They did.
1927,
the legendary Harlem Globetrotters playing their first game in Hinckley, Illinois.
It is Harlem Globetrotter Day today, nationally.
Well, there you go. That's why. Yeah. You find out about it. You heard about it here on the Bob Almanac. Harlem Globetrotters' first game
Iconic
ever.
Iconic theme.
They were like a serious team at first.
Right. And they were good.
And they
were very hard to beat.
Then they became the Clown Princes much later. 1954, something called a duoscopic television receiver was unveiled. The TV set allowed 2 people to watch 2 different shows on the same set. So they had 2 different... It's really kind of hard to explain, but it was 2 different... It was 1 screen, but 2 different shows playing at the same time. They were in different phases, and you had to have some special glasses or a special screen in front of you. Somebody would sit to the right side of the TV. Somebody would sit to the left side, and they could watch 2 different shows. If you're watching it without these special glasses, it was basically 2 shows at the same time on the same screen. Can you believe that?
How do you do the sound?
Then you have special earphones. You have earphones, earplugs, cans, as we call them.
Wow.
It did not really take off.
I was going to say, I'd never heard of it.
Just buy 2 TVs.
Right.
The duoscopic television receiver, 1954. 1964, the great bowler Dick Weber rolls his highest bowling game in the air, or anybody's highest. They actually took a cargo Boeing 707 and put a bowling lane in it, and they bowled 25,000 feet in the air. He rolled a 144.
Huh.
Little bit of turbulence. He had a couple of gutter balls there because of turbulence.
He must have.
Or the stewardess got in his way serving the Biscoff cookies.
You
1964. How about in 1967, the Newlywed Game made its debut?
like to hear stuff. I know I like to stuff him right now.
You can always expect the unexpected on the Newlywed Game.
Bob Eubanks.
He's still out there selling.
Long before he was helping turn a $100,000 tax debt into a refund. You gotta love that. He was hosting the Newlywed Game. Bob Eubanks had debuted this date in 67. How about 1980 this date? This is Lee Iacocca.
My excuse for coming to you is real simple. I'm running out of money, and I'm going to have to shut down.
That's Lee Iacocca.
My excuse for coming to you is real simple. I'm running out of money, and I'm going to have to shut down.
Personally, he was doing just fine. Lee Iacocca had plenty of money personally, but that's him talking to a congressional committee because Chrysler was in dire need. So on this date in 1980, Jimmy Carter signed the bailout bill and legislation for Chrysler, $1.5 billion. Lee Iacocca then took that money and he gave us the K car.
Right.
He gave us the Omni and the Horizon. And of course, the minivan, which basically saved Chrysler.
Yeah, it did.
And then they had to be bailed out again like 2009.
With some others.
Yes. 1980, also this date, the North Stars ended the Philadelphia Flyers NHL record 35-game unbeaten streak.
Wow.
And they remember they played in the playoffs and later that year in the Stanley Cup semifinals with the Flyers winning it 4-1. 1980, Bronco Nagurski, let's remember him today. He was born in Rainy River, just across the border.
Sure.
Best known, though, for being International Falls. That's why they're the International Falls Broncos.
The Broncos.
Right? He was a
Absolutely.
Gopher.
Absolutely.
Pro football player, and he was a pro wrestler during his pro football days. Did you know that?
I did not.
81, Bronco Nagurski.
He had the name to do it.
1990. Also in 1990.
The masonry in the tower, particularly on the leaning side, the south side, is very fragile. Very high forces in it. And that could explode at any time.
Literally explode.
It could literally go bang and blow up.
They're talking about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You were just there.
We got the whole story while we were there.
Yeah, this was the date in 1990 that they had to close it. It was leaning too much. It was leaning too much. It was a safety hazard. And you did and have been able to confirm there's only one Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Yes. Yes, there is only one. And we took our picture holding it up the whole
time. Is that where you fell?
No.
No.
No, it wasn't.
You didn't fall
Pisa.
Off the Leaning Tower. It wasn't leaning so much that you just kind of tumbled over the railing. Oh, it's leaning too much. No. So they closed it for 11 years and didn't open it again until 2001.
Might have been more than a broken arm had I fallen off the Leaning Tower.
Right. That was 1990. How about 99? We're going through this now.
It was a ceremony no living American has seen until now. As the Constitution dictates, they came to tell the Senate they had accused the president of high crimes and misdemeanors, and to argue he be removed from office.
So now it's the second time in our lifetime that we have seen this, because now President Trump going through the impeachment, of course, the trial in the Senate. It was this date that the trial in the Senate began. Of course, President Clinton was acquitted in that trial, and it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that President Trump's going to get acquitted, too.
Kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. 1999 is when that happened. And then you know this song. You probably went out and bought it immediately as it was released in stores and on online downloads. You know 50 Cent, or like you like to call him 50 Cent. In the club, right? Boy, this song seems much more recent than 2003, but 2003 multi-platinum winning and platinum selling release and Billboard Song of the Year, so many awards. In the Club, released on this date, 2003.
You can understand why.
Singer Kenny Loggins is 72 today.
Well, we're on the birthday. Great singer.
He is. Sang a lot of movie themes.
Yes.
Caddyshack, Footloose, Top Gun. It's a good song with Stevie Nicks here.
Yes.
Whenever I Call You Friend, Neil, be ready.
Did some work with Jim Messina.
Yeah, Loggins and Messina, they were good. 72 for Kenny Loggins today. The lovely Erin Gray from Buck Rogers.
Oh, the party favors. You can put them right there.
Where do I put this, babe?
Babe. Thank you, Tweaky. I'll take that as a compliment.
You remember Tweaky. Don't you, from the Buck Rogers Show?
Kind of, yes.
Aaron Gray is 70 today. David Caruso, 64, mm-hmm. the redheaded chap.
Sure.
From CSI Miami right. and NYPD Blue. Katie Couric's on our list today.
The Beatles needed the Rolling Stones. Even Diane Sawyer needed Katie Couric. Will you be my Katie Couric?
We all need a Katie Couric, yes, don't you think? We need a Katie Couric. Katie Couric, the newswoman, newsperson.
Always liked her. She's worked on all the networks.
She has. She has. And she hasn't worked on PBS yet.
Oh.
Or the MeTV network. That's later.
Okay.
Katie Couric, 63. David Lee Murphy, happy birthday today, 62. We'll feature a song of his in the Bobathon. Is that all right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't like David Lee Murphy?
Well, I don't know that he did much of that fits our format. I like David
what?
Lee Murphy. When he was the lead.
Dust on the bottle?
Oh, I thought you said David
bang?
Lee Roth. Oh,
oh
I'm sorry.
No, David. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not the lead singer, Van Halen.
David Lee Murphy.
David Lee
yes,
Murphy. Wrong David Lee.
Sorry, man.
That's all right. That happens. I mean, I had one of those brain things, you know, misfirings earlier this morning. It certainly happens.
Fort Fairmont.
Nick Cage is 56 today.
Like him.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
And he did.
And he did.
But, you know, it would have been more. He would have had greater effect if he would have said, I'm going to steal the Monroe Doctrine. I'm going to steal the NAFTA agreement.
Right.
That would have been even more effect.
Both of those movies, so good.
Yeah, Nick Cage is 56. Jeremy Renner, he's Hawkeye in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yes.
Are you up for this? Are you? Look, I just need to know because the city is flying. Okay, look, the city is flying. We're fighting an army of robots. And I have a bow and arrow. None of this makes sense.
I love that. He finally admits all he's got is a bow and arrow. Pretty good shot.
Yes.
That and has he's got Hawkeye.
He's got some custom-made arrows.
Yes, he does, with special effects. Yeah. Kind of like the Duke boys.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner, 49. This guy.
When we're coming to your city.
One of these guys.
Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying.
The one that spent time with Lone Star?
Yes, John Rich of Big and Rich. He's 46 today. He and Big Kenny, and they got what's the rapper guy? Cowboy Troy.
Yeah, Cowboy Troy
is part of that group. John Rich, 46. He was Screech.
Wow, a building with two buildings, one of whom is balding.
He's Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell,
and a boxer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Celebrity Boxing. I can't remember if he won or not. I think he lost. Did he box? Was it Urkel?
Or
Danny Gary Bonaducci. Coleman, Danny, one of those. Dustin Diamond, 43 today. And Marcus Scribner, who plays the son on the TV show Blackish, is 20 today. Marcus Scribner, relation to former Viking punter Bucky Scribner.
Sure. Gone but not forgotten, our former president today is Millard Fillmore, who was born on this day in the year 1800. Also today, we remember Alfred.
Yeah.
There it is again. That funny beeping sound from Bruce's study.
And no doubt some of his hi-fi equipment needs adjusting. Now, excuse me, madam.
It's hi-fi equipment.
I'll solicit his presence, sir.
Old Aunt Esmeralda, or whatever her name was there, she never got a clue.
She was not overly sharp, but Alan Napier was the guy who played Alfred Pennyworth in the Batman TV shows, and he was born on this day, 1903. It's TV theme time, Jim. I think everybody knows the iconic Addams Family theme. Well, the guy who gave us the Addams Family was cartoonist Charles Addams, and he was born on this day, 1912. One of the greatest first basemen of all time, Baseball Hall of Famer Johnny Mize, played with three teams. I know he won five World Series titles in 6 years with the Yankees. He was a big part of it. 1913. Vincent Gardenia, you may know that name, born on this day, 1920. And what about Paul Revere and his Raiders?
And all the beats we made by hand are now a day's made in Japan.
They had a nice string of hits.
What did they ever?
Oh, I have to announce the resurrection of the Big Q over on 95.9 WLKX.
Yes.
Good to have it back.
Good to have it back. You'll hear this song on there, I would certainly think. Along with Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, and the Raiders there, 1938. One more socialite, Carolyn Bessett Kennedy. She went down in that tragic plane mishap with her husband, John F. Kennedy Jr. Was born on this day, 1966. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one by that much.
And his eyes would show. So everyone would know.
Jack Green.
Oh, sure.
Your staff must not be big fans of classic country. They've missed a lot of those older artists.
Inside.
He did the original Statue of a Fool.
Sure.
This is a duet he did with Ricky Van. Listen. That's on some old show, some CMT show, the Ralph Emery show, where they brought them together. That's really cool. Jack Green, born on this date, 1930. Now,
they're all
gone.
But not
forgotten. We'll announce that on Friday. I was just about to let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, for next week?
About something next week, yeah.
One of those artists may be involved.
Nick Jr., live, State Theater, 4-pack of tickets. Will you join Kim Rook, who was a big winner from Prior Lake earlier today? I hope you are. Kenny Loggins is 72 today, and we played a big Kenny Loggins hit that he had, Whenever I Call You Friend. He sang with another famous singer. It was a duet. Who was he singing with? Who did he sing that song with? Whenever I Call You Friend. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win the 4-pack of tickets. Couple of weekends, 24th, 25th, 26th, State Theater. Nick Jr. It's for the entire family, Neil.
Right. And can you pick the show you go to?
Yes. These are vouchers. These are vouchers. Thanks for bringing that up. There's some versatility and some flexibility with this. So who was that sang with Kenny Loggins? Are you okay if we just fire up the Bob-a-thon here with David Lee Murphy?
Do it.
Okay.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.